bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, one of the hosts, and today I'm joined by Gabriela Barrias Longoria from the Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility, who is here today to talk to us about Slew Street. Welcome, Gabriela.
Hi, Kylie.
So, Gabriela, tell us about the Slew Streets program in Tucson.
So the Slew Street program is a program that temporarily closes certain neighborhood streets to all but local traffic using barricades and signs to give Tucsonans more space to safely walk, bike, and play. Especially now, Slew Streets helps meet the needs of Tucsonans to keep recreating and moving in a safe manner during the COVID-19 pandemic while staying at least 6 feet apart.
Great. What kinds of streets are eligible to become Slew Streets?
Good question. So in general, Slew Streets are neighborhood streets, so local streets. They're not located in commercial areas. And they were also prioritizing underserved communities that have been hit the hardest by the pandemic. And it's always a bonus when they connect to existing bicycle boulevard routes or a park or school or some other important destination in that community.
I understand there is currently an application open for neighbors and neighborhoods that are interested in hosting Slew Streets in their neighborhoods. Can you tell us more about the application?
Yes, certainly. So as you mentioned, we're now in phase two of the program, which is going to run through the end of the year. And we are looking for folks to fill out the form on the website if they're interested in participating. One of the questions asks if they would like to be a block leader. So part of phase two will be recruiting block leaders from each Slew Street location to inform their neighbors and get feedback on the program. Stipends will be provided to volunteer residents that are chosen to be block leaders that will assist with the planning, implementation, monitoring, and evaluation of the Slew Streets project. So all they have to do is fill out that short form and they will be considered.
Is there anything else you want to add about this program? We have about a minute left.
Sure. We are also tapping into a yard sign pilot program that provides neighbors with slow down yard signs that promote slower speeds on the local roads. So right now, any member of the community can request one of these signs today by going online at tucsonaz.gov/t/yardsignpilotprogram. Or they can call 791-3154 or email t.concerns@tucsonaz.gov. So we will be supplying more slow down signs as part of this program. But even if they're not selected, they can at least receive a yard sign.
Can you tell us about the funding sources for these programs? I mean, they're probably not the same since they're two different programs. But is this program, the Slew Streets program, funded by Pandemic CARES Act funding?
Yeah, so part of the program is funded by that because this is a response to the COVID-19 pandemic in terms of safety on our roadways. And we also received additional funding from People for Bikes, which is a national nonprofit, to do the community engagement piece of the Slew Streets program. So that's what's helping to pay for the stipends that will be available for block leaders, the yard signs, and a lot of the outreach.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Gabriela, for all this information. We will post links to the application and where people can find more information at kxci.org/Pedaling the Pueblo mini program. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kylie.